Welcome back to the daily OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on a busy day, Erev Shabbos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the 29th day of the month of Elul, and the last day of the year of 5780. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support truly throughout this pandemic, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, we greatly appreciate it. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce and welcome back to our daily call Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Hauer slowly reciting our four daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hauer.
Hello, good afternoon. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, I would like to first acknowledge, especially at this auspicious time, Rabbi Herman for his organization and leadership of these calls. The saying of Tehillim, the Tzibur and the community throughout this pandemic has incredible importance, impact, and it is a great Kiddush Hashem. It demonstrates our belief in the Rabbanu Shalom, the God who is behind this, who is present with us throughout, and we hope and are confident that the Tzibur make a true impact. I also want to echo the gratitude to the Schwartz family and to all of the sponsors who have made this possible and made this continue. I want to share with you a story which I have found personally very impactful. It's a Rosh Hashanah night story. It's a story which took place on the eve of Rosh Hashanah of 1929 in Yerushalayim, in a Beit Midrash, in a place where the remnants of the Chevron Yeshiva was housed temporarily. You know that in 1929, in the month of Av of 1929, just 6 weeks or so before Rosh Hashanah, there was the terrible Chevron massacre, where dozens were killed, and members of Yeshivat Chevron, which was the Israeli branch of the famed Slabodka Yeshiva, were massacred. There were survivors, there were people who were there and survived, and there were people who were not there. And they rejoined in Yerushalayim, in what was left of what had been Yeshivat Chevron. Before Maariv Rosh Hashanah, everyone was doing their thing, as would happen amongst Bnei Torah. They were sitting, waiting for Maariv. This one was learning a passage of Gemara. This one was learning from a book of Musa. This one was perhaps reciting some Tehillim in anticipation of Rosh Hashanah. And it was time to go to Maariv, to begin Maariv. And the Mashkiach, the spiritual leader of the yeshiva, Rav Leib Chassman, got up, and he went over to a young man, Rabbi Tzal Shikovitsky, the Tzal of HaKohen Shikovitsky, who would later be known as a great Talmud Chacham, the author of the Sefer called Mishkan B'Tzalel. But then he was one of the Bachrim, one of the young men of the yeshiva, an unmarried man. And he tapped him to be the Bal Tfilah from Maariv, which was shocking. It was shocking to B'Tzalel, it was shocking to everybody. Yamim Noroyim, the High Holidays, to be the person to lead the davening is a special privilege, and one which is usually reserved for someone older, for someone who could pray with a sense of responsibility to have to sustain a family. That's really written even in Shulchan Aruch. And the Tzal was shied away, and the Mashiach said, no, I insist, I want you to go up to Daven. So what could he do? So he went up to Daven to lead the Daven. And people were surprised, but they got down to the important work at hand, to Daven. And Rav Tzal began the Maariv. and he led them in the davening. And he got to the second bracha of davening, the second blessing, which is the bracha of Avos Olam Beis Yisrael Amcha Hefta, Hashem, you love the Jewish people eternally. And as it ends, it says, Be'avoscha al tosfir mimenu le'olamim. Your love should not move from us, should not be removed from us. You should not remove it from us for eternity. It will not be removed from us for eternity. Be'avoscha al tosfir mimenu le'olamim. And he said it in the Nusach, in the tune of Yomim Noroim. Be'avoscha al tosfir mimenu le'olamim. Your love will never leave us. Will never leave us, Hashem. And he said it. And he paused. And then he repeated it. He said it again. And he repeated it and repeated it. And the tzibur repeated it and repeated it. The Rabbi Tzalel Zolti, a different Rabbi Tzalel, a famous Rabbi Tzalel, who was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim many years later, said he doesn't remember how many tens of times they repeated it. But he led the tzibur in just saying over and over again, Hashem, your love will never leave us. So they finally concluded and said, Baruch Atah Hashem Oheva Mo Yisrael, blessed are you Hashem, who loves his Jewish nation, who loves the Jewish people. We need to see this context. This is a group of people who are survivors of a massacre, of a bloody massacre, remnants of a magnificent, magnificent group. They've been traumatized. They've suffered so terribly. And here they expressed, under the leadership of this young man, over and over again, but Hashem, your love never leaves us. And as Zolti said, he felt, and they felt, it was at that moment that the beginning of the rebuilding of Yeshivat Hebron began. When they had that moment, like a cathartic moment, realizing indeed how Hashem's love was enduring always with them. It's a remarkably powerful story. It's a story for us to have in mind as we approach this Rosh Hashanah, tonight davening Maariv, after this period that we have been through, that the world has been through. Hashem's love will never leave us. It remains with us. It is with us. We note that Rosh Hashanah is a time of Imu Lefanai Malchiyot Kedeshet HaMechuni Aleichem. It's a time to accept Hashem as our King. Every day when we say Shema, we are Mekabel Olmach B'Shamayim. We accept Hashem as our King when we say Shema. Rosh Hashanah is a bigger, fuller acceptance of Hashem as our King. But every day when we say Shema, the last words before it are Baruch Atah Hashem Ohev Amo Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem HaBachir B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava. The recognition of the Ava Rabba, the Avas Olam, the great love, the eternal love which Hashem has for us. That's the basis, that's what frames, that's what serves as the backdrop for our accepting upon ourselves Hashem as our King. May we be mindful of that strong and eternal love of Hashem for the Jewish people, and may it frame our own Kabbalah O Malchus Shamayim as we embrace Hashem's kingdom this Rosh Hashanah. We'll proceed now with the recitation of Tehillim. We start with Psalm 20, Kapitel Chaf. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid, Gancho Adonai B'Yom Tzoro Yisagev Choshein Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisodeko. Yizkor kol minchosecha, yolosecha yidashneselo. Yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzosecha yimalei. Nerana bishuasecha v'shem eleheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati Yoshia Adonai Meshicho Yameyu Mishmei Kocho Figuros Yesha Yimino Eilev Orechev Eilev Achusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Eimo Koru V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodo Adonai Hoshiyo Hamelech Yameinu B'Yom Koreinu 23 Chof Gimel Mizmor L'David Adonai Roi Lo Echzor Binos Beshe Yarviteini Almei Menuchos Yenahaleini Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheini B'Magle Tzedek L'mam Shemo Gam Ki Eilech B'Geit Talmoveth O ira ro ki atoi modi, shiftecho misham techo, hey mo yinachamuni. Taroch lefonayin shulcho, neget zoru roi. Ishanto v'ashem en roshi, kosi revoyo. Ach, tovo chesed, yudufuni kol yimei chayoi. Tishavti beveis adonoi, liorech yomi. Chofalis 1:21. Shir lamalo sesoi nayel heori meayin yavo ezri ezri meim adonoi osei shomayim bores al yitain lamo traglecho al yonum shomrecho. Hine lo yonum velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecho, Adonai tilocho al yad yeminecho. Yomom hashemesh lo yakeko v'yoreach v'aloilo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor tzeizcho v'olecho me'ato v'yad olam. Flamed 1:30. Shir hamalos mimamakim kerosicho Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli. Dienos necho kashuvos l'kol kachanunoi. Imavonos kishmoryo, Adonai mi yamod, kimcho haslicho l'man tivorei. Kivisi Adonai, kiviso napshi, v'lidvoro hocholti. Napshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed v'arbe imo fedost. Uhu yistes Yisrael, mikol avonoso. Shabirach avoseinu Avram Yitzchok v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David u'Shlomo. Yivarech yirapei es hacholim. Avur shanachnu mispalim bavura, mitzchazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, achlimo mul raposom, achlimo mul hachiosom, ישלח להם ירפור שלהם מן השמיים, חולי בריהם בגידיהם, סוף שור, חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, אשתו בגלו בזמן קורי ונאמר, אמן, אחינו, כל בית ישראל, אחינו, כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצורו,
Thank you so much, Rabbi Hauer. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, letova, for good. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a chasiva, a chasima tova. May it be an incredible new year filled with good health, stability, strength, sweetness, and much blessings. Wishing all of you a wonderful, healthy, and safe day, Shabbos, and a sweet new year. Shabbat shalom and shana tova.